Welcome back to Turning Hard Times to Good Times. I'm your host, Jay Taylor, and I'm really pleased to have Patrick Highsmith with me. He's the chairman of Firefox Gold. Firefox is an exciting gold exploration company that's having some pretty exciting success in Finland, and that's why I'm really happy to have him with us today to explain what's going on there. I don't think the market's paying any attention to it, frankly, and they should be, and that's why I'm really glad that he's here. Before I say hello to Patrick, let me tell you, you can buy it in Canada. The stock trades under the symbol FFOX. It's FFOXF in the United States, 138 million shares outstanding, trading at about 9 cents a share, giving it a market cap of roughly 12 million. Yeah, just $12 million in US money, folks. Patrick, thanks for joining me.
Good to be here, Jay. Thanks for having us.
So you had this really some exciting assays that people don't seem to be paying any attention to recently from Mustajärvi, your flagship property in Finland. Talk a little bit about the grades that you've been showing, a little bit about, you know, the orientation in the ground, whatever you can tell us about it. Let's hear about it.
Yeah, Jay, I think people are distracted in today's world, aren't they? And yeah. We're out doing our work trying to find hard assets like gold. And Firefox is 100% focused in Finland, as you said. And really, it is a little bit of a complicated exploration story, Jay, because we have such a huge tenement package. It's measured in the hundreds of square kilometers
right.
in the central Lapland greenstone belt. This is a new greenstone belt, literally controlled by three juniors and two majors, Jay. So ourselves, large tenement holder, Rupert Resources has discovered a major new deposit there, over 4.5 million ounces and growing. Orion Resources, our neighbor. And then there's Agnico Eagle and B2 Gold, and that's pretty much it. So it's an exciting place to be with such a tight land position, and for Firefox with such a tiny capitalization to be such a big player. Mustajärvi is indeed our flagship project, Jay, and we put some very fresh news out just last week. Mm-hmm. So that news release does include a lot of graphics because it's a fairly complicated and interesting discovery. And I'm going to share a screen. I'm just going to back up a couple of slides here so that folks can see that. Mm-hmm. And just start here. So Mustajärvi sits in the middle of the central Lapland greenstone belt here. To the north is Agnico Eagle's Kittila mine. Historic production and resources there, around 9 million ounces, Jay, so it's a big one. Mustajärvi happens to sit on a paved highway between the Kittila and Sodankylä, the two cities in the Arctic here in Finland, and you can see our other large land positions highlighted in gold. But we put these graphics in the news release, Jay, because we've been drilling here for a couple of years along about 2 kilometers of this big structure where we've been hitting gold, you know, pretty consistently. And we've identified three significant lobes of mineralization that are all shallow. But the east target here on the right-hand side really comes pretty much to surface, Jay. And that was what our announcement was out last week because of the grade and the fact that it is very shallow. And in this view here, since you asked about the latest results, yeah. We've zoomed in on the drilling here in this east target. And you see these holes have been drilled on about a 25-meter spaced grid here, Jay. Uh-huh. That backdrop is a geophysical anomaly here. The green means go. Green and blue are magnetic lows that typically have hosted the gold in this part of the world. And right in this area, the last two holes we announced were 24 and 25. These came out a week ago. And you can see here on the right-hand side, those intercepts included 13 meters at 15 grams from only 29 meters below surface and 12.5 meters of 14.3 grams from only 14 meters below surface. And just before that, in January, we reported 15 meters at 13 grams from this area right here, only 11 meters below surface, and 7 meters of 16 grams from, again, 22 meters below surface. So this is a nice lobe of surface mineralization. It's still open, and we expanded it with hole 24. We've expanded it to the southwest. We've also indicated some good stuff going north here, 170 grams per ton at about 70 meters down up here. And hole 25, not only did we reinforce this and cut it at a little bit of depth, we know it's contiguous to depth, we also hit some really nice gold over here, which is underneath where a highway passes through. So So amazing growth in this area. Compact tonnage here, Jay, because we're racking up these kind of grades over much better widths than we've previously seen on the property. So it's pretty important to see that not only are we hitting grade, but it's still open to the southwest, to the northeast, obviously to the north. That was the first hit up in the north right there, and wide open in this area to the south where we hadn't even drilled anywhere near that before.
No. So you have good expansion potential there, the way it looks, and near surface.
It is. A lot of the stuff previously we reported, Jay, had been narrow and extraordinarily high grade, sometimes in containing visible gold. So we included some photos so people could see what that looks like. But the difference here, Jay, is the rock looks different. It's been replaced by quartz, and this is all pyrite on the bedding in the rock. And that we call that replacement style. So that's a more voluminous, potentially bulk style of mineralization where we can really add things up, Jay. And we do show it in three dimensions in the news release as well. This is a long section here. You can see slicing through the earth, just a few meters of sort of glacial sediment, dirt basically here, obscuring the outcrop. And it does come right to surface there. You can see several holes have hit it. It kind of is dipping off to the southwest here, and a little bit to the northeast. And when you look at a cross section, looking a slice through the earth here, this drill hole 24 was in a new area, and you can see we found more near surface, and we see indicating that it continues to depth, still pretty shallow. There's a 50 meter scale bar, so this is still super shallow, but it is continuing to depth. And in hole 25, we see again we're reinforcing the shallow stuff, but down here we're down to a couple hundred meters depth. First drilling ever, no drilling over there. So the computer doesn't know where to draw these shapes yet, Jay, but we think that'll start to hang together as well. So we're super excited about the expansion potential here. And again, at these grades, it doesn't take long for tonnage to add up and for ounces of gold to add up.
Yeah, and if it's near surface, it doesn't take as much drilling either. So that's another
That's
positive
right.
for sure.
Yeah, absolutely.
Have you done any metallurgical work yet on any of this, Patrick?
It's great that you asked that. I'll just go back to this slide. Look, we're just getting ready to put some notice out in the next month or so, maybe around PDAC. We'll put a press release out about our work plan for the year, Jay. But what's unique about this discovery for compared to a lot of resources around the world that and folks that are discoveries people are drilling, we can walk right into ours, Jay, and we're permitted here, and it does allow trenching. And so, given the shallow bits of cover, we expect to cut a few trenches through this zone here in the summer, where we will be able to access this mineralization right from surface and take probably many bulk samples for the first metallurgical work. We have done some microscopy petrography where we look at the rocks under the microscope, Jay. We know the gold is often free gold and also probably associated with telluride minerals. This is sulfide mineralization, but it's associated with pyrite there as well. But we'll do the first metallurgical test work starting this year. And again, that's made easy because this resource comes to surface and we can put our hands on this stuff. So we look forward to cutting a few trenches, sharing some video and photos of that with people as our summer program moves forward. So we look forward to announcing here in the first quarter our work program for the year. But obviously, we have some areas we need to fill in to refine this shape, see where it goes to the south and to the north. So there's certainly expansion drilling capability here, but also we'll be doing a bit of metallurgy.
Yeah, you have some other a couple of other larger companies that are operating successfully there. Certainly, Agnico Eagle and I think B2 Gold. Are their properties anywhere near yours?
Our neighbor here to the north of Mustyarvi is B2 Gold. They're mostly working to the east of us about 20 kilometers, but I'm sure they're noticing our drilling on the neighborhood. All the geologists up here know each other, Jay. So yeah, we've chatted to all the companies and in the neighborhood, and everybody knows what we're up to. And there's a couple of discoveries happening in Finland, and we're one of them. But having a neighbor here at B2 Gold, that's great. We own 100% of this property, and we've got some room here to the north before we hit the property boundary. And who knows? We're going to add a little bit to these tenements here at Mustyarvi, but with over this 1.5 kilometers, Jay, from here to here on this slide, we've now drilled 10 holes with more than 90 gram meters of grade thickness. So
Wow,
that means
that's
there's
good.
either narrow high grade or thicker sort of medium grade over 1.5 kilometers here multiple times. And just because it comes to surface here at the east target, this is a cross section. There's the east target at surface, northeast a little deeper, central also coming to surface. We've got a lot of work to do in between here, Jay. So I reckon B2 and others will watch us as we progress it on their southern boundary.
So this year, do you expect you're going to be your first priority will be to expand the east target because of its high grades, and then try to fill in between the central zone and the northeast target?
You're doing our geology for us, Jay.
Hardly.
We
A
will
little
be
more
following up,
complicated than that.
obviously. Obviously gold at surface will be following up at East Target. But the cool thing is, Jay, we've learned a lot about this East Target. And we're going to go back and look at each of these other targets with some of that new structural geology information. And we will be returning to drill at both of these in a different direction. But we'll prioritize. As you know, we've got something like 11 projects, 6 are permitted for drilling. So we will be drilling as we always do on other exploration projects, including Sarvey right next to Rupert's huge new Ikkari discovery. So we will be returning to Sarvey as well. But clearly, when you're drilling this kind of gold, you're going to make sure to give it more attention.
So yeah, you're in the Lapland Greenstone Belt, which is really underexplored compared to other major greenstone belts, gold-bearing greenstone belts in the world. Why do you think it's taken so long for people to pick up on this one?
Well, as I think I've told you, I first visited in 2003, Lapland Greenstone Belt, and I worked quite a bit there with Newmont between 2005 and 2007. And there's a couple of reasons for that. Finland was a base metal mining country, and until it joined the EU in the late 90s, it was not easy for a company to do work here. You'd have to have a Finnish partner, for instance, and it really opened up in the late 90s and then really opened up when they revised their mining law in 2005, I think it was. And again in 2011. So that really opened the doors. And of course, Agnico seized the day and bought the mine, the deposit that would become the Kittila mine. And now, really, because the base metal companies held most of the ground, there really wasn't much gold exploration until about 2014 or 15, Jay. And since then, ourselves and Orion and Rupert have gotten in there and pegged big land positions. So we really like it from the sense that the early movers have a really good controlling land position there, Jay. So, geologically, also, as I mentioned, 98% of this terrain is covered with this glacial deposits, which obscure bedrock. So, there's only a few areas in this part of the world where you get outcrop. But at Mustajärvi, we're pretty darn close to outcrop. You just have to put the drill hole down there to get through that glacial cover.
So Finland is, I mean, I guess politically it's probably a pretty good place to work compared to some other places. Any comments on that?
Yeah, look, I think the Finns do battle every year with Denmark for being the least corrupt country in the world, literally speaking, Jay. It's a fully transparent mineral law. It's a fully transparent legal and judicial system. It's truly a first-tier jurisdiction. Infrastructure, even in the Arctic, we're driving on paved highways, no helicopters needed, a couple of international airports, a World Cup ski hill. In fact, the Finno-Scandinavian Exploration and Mining Conference is happening at the Levi Ski Resort late this year. That only happens every 2 years, and we'll welcome folks from all over the world there to see it. It's a great place to work. The people are well trained and well educated. Literacy rate is extraordinarily high, so fantastic place to work, and it is a true mining country.
Well, doesn't get much better than that politically, I guess. So you've got a new addition to your team. I understand Alex Davidson, I believe his name is a special advisor. Could you talk about him?
Yeah, we just announced that today, Jay. Alex Davidson, the longtime executive vice president of Barrick Gold for exploration and corporate development, has joined us as a special advisor to the board. Jay, Alex is a geologist, but he led several of the big acquisitions at Barrick. He really drove them into Latin America from an exploration point of view and beyond. And he also was really a kind of a instrumental in the acquisitions of Placer Dome and Homestake and Lac Minerals and others. Alex has a keen eye, really a unique track record, Jay. And we figure in talking to Alex, he's a shareholder of Firefox. In talking to Alex about what we are doing here, he sees the potential in this emerging belt, and we're having to navigate as this tiny company in this world with some of the big guys and sort of not getting much attention in the capital markets. And who better to come in and advise us, given his major company perspective, joined with myself, having worked for Newmont, of course, the
Sure.
same time Alex was at Barrick, and Rio Tinto and BHP myself. We've got a lot more major company point of view, and that really helps us because at the end of the day, somebody's going to be building a mine, hopefully at Mustajärvi, but there'll definitely be another gold mine being built in Lapland. And who better than Alex to advise and counsel Firefox as we navigate through for both strategically but technically on our project. So really well, great to welcome Alex on board. That news release was just out today. And looking forward to getting together with Alex and the team at PDAC in a few weeks.
Yeah, I always like to know who the major shareholders are in a company and also management. Could you talk a little bit about does management have skin in the game and who else does?
Yeah, at the board level, we have it's around 10%. Myself, as an individual shareholder, kind of, I don't know, percent and a half or something. But then Magnus Minerals and Carl, that's a private company that Carl is in that had owned these claims initially, are big shareholders at around 10%, 9%, something like that. And then our biggest outside shareholder is Crescat Capital. They're over 10%. SSI out of Zurich is sitting in there at about 9.9%, I believe. And then you can look on our website and our presentation for a few other institutional shareholders that are listed there. We even have the family-owned drilling company in Finland called Kati Drilling, the best drillers in Finland. They own several percent of the stock, as does Zenito Gold and Silver Fund out of Helsinki, a gold and silver fund based in Finland, of course. So the institutional investor mix is there. The skin in the game from management and the board is there. And those are key ingredients, as you said.
I can't imagine you have too much trouble, given what I see here in this with your results recently and the upside potential with all the other properties you have there. I can't imagine you have a lot of trouble raising money, but it would certainly seem you're going to need to probably. How are you cash wise? And gee, as a shareholder, I don't want to see you own, raise too much more money at this level. Not at least not until I load up. So, what? Can you comment on that?
It's a constant struggle, Jay, in the markets we're in, and we're now, fully disclosed to all our drill results from 2022, and all that material information is out there. Of course, we are subject to this market, but it isn't that it's been hard to raise money, Jay. It's that when you have projects of this scale, you'd like to raise more at the right price, and so we're out there meeting with folks, and we're certainly going to have to put more money in the till before this year's drilling program. But the good news is we have a drill available. We expect to be back to Mustajärvi probably in beginning in late March, Jay. We can drill through. You want to drill while the snow is out there, and then it starts to melt in sort of late May, and we pull back from the field for a while. So we've got time. We'll fit a bit more drilling in, but we will be out visiting with folks and looking for opportunities. When with our institutional shareholder base, we have gotten great support every time we've gone to market. But you're absolutely right. We want to get out there and put eyes on this story, let people appreciate the scale of this thing. And we'll see if we can't minimize that dilution by putting most of the money in the till at higher prices. So it's a constant struggle in our space, Jay, as you know, and that's one of the reasons we'll be taking a lot of meetings at PDAC. And of course, we're joining you at the Metals Investors Forum in Toronto right beforehand.
Yeah, absolutely. Looking forward to it. Well, just in summing up here, I guess what should investors be on the lookout for? A potential share price catalyst.
Well, I think getting that news out today will make some folks think. When you see an executive like Alex Davidson join a team like this, he was on the board of Yamana, as you know, which has just been acquired by Pan American and Agnico, and he helped with that transition as well. So when you see a team like that, you see these sort of technical results. The next thing to look for is what are we going to do this year? And that news will be out between now and PDAC. And then we'll get after it with drilling again starting in late March. And as you can see, when you have a look at those maps of Mustajärvi, wouldn't be hard to position a hole, Jay, that's probably going to hit some more gold out there. Every time we drill at Mustajärvi, We hit gold and we usually hit high grade. So we'll be back there drilling pretty soon. And of course, that's the main thing I think investors are looking for is where's the next big gold discovery coming from?
For sure. We're certainly looking for them. And there are some exciting ones out there. This one is starting to emerge, I think, is one that people are going to want to keep their eyes on. And so I want to thank you very much, Patrick, for bringing this to the attention of our viewers. I think it is an exciting story. And we'll look to keep up with you in the future. So thank you very much.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, folks, that is it for this week. Next week, we're going to have, let's see, who do we have? Well, Bob Moriarty is joining me. That should be very interesting. And Quentin Henning to talk about Irving Resources. Remember, if you like this video, be sure to hit the like button and sign up, subscribe to this channel. Thank you very much for watching. And until next week, goodbye and God's blessings to you.